Sports.com.
This Week in Waukesha continues. I'm your host, Don Brown. And those are my good friends, Frank Orrell and Poi Dog Pondering, giving you some pulling touch. If you get a chance, put some more Poi Dog Pondering in your life. But before we introduce our next guest, I want to tell you we've got a wonderful booth next to us today, and it's the Waukesha Fire Department. Deputy Chief Hoffman is here, and they're teaching CPR. So I encourage you, if you're coming down to the farmer's market, check that out. There's also some great eats here. I didn't realize Lee's Kitchen and S&T Kitchen both have $2 breakfast rolls and seven crab rangoons for $5. Doesn't get much better than that. We also have the Franciscan Peacemakers here selling some wonderful things, and proceeds go to the Franciscan cause. And so definitely check them out in addition to all the wonderful produce here and also some interesting proteins. But we are very pleased to have back Assemblywoman and candidate for Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. Sarah, welcome back. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me again.
Fantastic. Now, Sarah's connection to the Pat Lucy tradition I've been talking about, her heritage, I say, as well. As we know, Pat Lucy was instrumental in helping John F. Kennedy win Wisconsin, which eventually led to him being in the White House. And one of the landmark programs of John F. Kennedy's administration was the Peace Corps.
Mm-hmm.
And Sarah was a Peace Corps volunteer. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I was a Peace Corps volunteer right after college. I was in Samoa. It's an island in the South Pacific. And I did HIV AIDS and reproductive health education. And, you know, it was just one of the most formative years of my life, honestly. It made me go back to school, really focus on public health and nursing. And that's what I did when I went back. I got a Peace Corps fellowship to go to Johns Hopkins and got my nursing degree as well as my public health degree.
I'm glad you mentioned Johns Hopkins. Johns Hopkins, that's a wonderful school. And obviously in the health area, fantastic. Groundbreaking work there. And was your Peace Corps experience, did you say, that also had a little bit of an influence on your decision to go into public service?
Absolutely. I have really just dedicated my life to public service and volunteerism in general. And so Peace Corps really pushed me, you know, to even expand that further and making sure that whatever position I held or whatever I was doing, that I was serving the public, serving my community, to make sure that I would make just a tiny bit of difference in what's going on.
Sure. Well, speaking of a tiny bit of difference, the other link to the Pat Lucy legacy of winning a lot of upset elections is that you flipped what we could safely say was a red district when you won the assembly seat in 2020, I believe the year was, correct?
Yeah. So, yeah, I won in 2020. So it was, the district was District 13 and it's the western suburbs of Milwaukee. And, yeah, I flipped that traditionally red district from red to blue. And, you know, there's a lot of reasons for that. Number one is people are looking for a different message. People are looking for a different pathway forward in terms of the leadership for the state. And they really wanted to have somebody different within the assembly to make sure that they were representing their voices.
Sure, terrific. Thank you. So, what is your approach, or your what has been your approach to constituent services as a member of the state assembly, and how do you plan on expanding that? Shall we say, program as Lieutenant Governor?
So I've always been one to reach out to constituents when they reach out to my office. Even if they don't agree with my opinion, I've had many Zoom calls with folks, constituents. I've had many, many phone calls just to make sure that I'm hearing what is important to them within the community. And I imagine as Lieutenant Governor, I will continue to do that, continue to expand upon that, to make sure that what we're doing and how we're moving forward is consistent with the values of the people in Wisconsin.
That's terrific, yeah. And so it leads to another point, too, at the local level is one of my colleagues when I was on the council, who's still on, very outspoken about his conservative politics, about his lifetime Republican. But he admits what helped save his, what helped his small business tremendously during COVID were these grants he got from the state of Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And there were, and those were a tremendous shot in the arm for him. And he gives props to that. What would you like to see happen at the state level to support local communities?
So one of the things I want to say is that, you know, Wisconsin and Governor Evers was number one in the entire country in getting dollars, that COVID money out to businesses to make sure that they could be solvent. And so we really need to give congratulations to him for making sure that he got that money out quickly and it was able to make sure that those businesses could stay afloat. The other area that I would love to work on as Lieutenant Governor is entrepreneurship. So within Wisconsin, we have one of the lowest rates of opening up small businesses compared to the rest of the country. So I think this is a great bipartisan way that we can work together to make sure those small businesses, which are the heartbeat of every community out there in Wisconsin, that we can make sure that we're giving people opportunities to be able to do what they really want to do.
Sounds great. And so you're a nurse, you have a public health background. We're sitting here in the middle of this vibrant farmers market where, you know, I mentioned some food choices, but there's also a wealth of healthy food choices here that can make a big difference. And, you know, I know it's a battle. The affordable health care is a battle. It's a long-term battle. But what can we do to promote wellness, which then can contribute to better outcomes? Where do you see your role as Lieutenant Governor in promoting that?
Right. So, I've been involved in healthcare my entire career. Over 20 years, I've been a nurse. I've worked in public health. I've worked in public health nursing. And so making sure that the healthy choices are the easiest choices to make is one way that we can help our communities.
Sure.
The other way is making sure that we have healthcare coverage for folks across. And one of the things I did in the assembly is I authored the bill to make sure we could expand Badger Care within the state for low-income folks to be able to have health care coverage. This would not only save Wisconsin millions of dollars, but it would actually bring almost $2 billion back into the state that we can invest in our communities and making sure we have programs for vulnerable kids, vulnerable adults, and the vulnerable elderly within Wisconsin.
Could you repeat that? No, just kidding. But I hope everyone's listening. That was not what I was expecting, and those are some really great points, some great metrics to share. Johnny Watermelon, what's your question for Sarah?
You know, Sarah, I do have a question. I ran into you last night at the Friday Night Live music venue, and I think it's so important. Maybe you can touch on this. Coming from a health background, you know, you got to unplug once in a while and kind of, you know, let the anxiety out. Can you touch on how important it is to have a little laughter in your life and a little, a little enjoyment?
Absolutely, you do. And I, if anybody has not been to Friday Night Live in Waukesha, it's one of my favorite places to go. They have live bands. They close the streets down. They have live bands all over the place. Your radio show was there.
Yes, it's so much fun.
Reporting it. And it is.
Rocker.
It's a ton of fun. There was a live artist last night drawing front of everybody. And so I think everybody should come down and check it out. It's every Friday through, I believe, Labor Day, I think. And, you need to unwind. Just like you can have that donut every once in a while, like you talked about.
It's Wisconsin.
It's Wisconsin.
Have some cheese.
You know, have some cheese, have a donut. You also need to make sure that you are putting your mental health first and that you are finding some time to relax and unwind.
Yeah. Perfect. Hey, and speaking of Wisconsin life, I want a big shout out to Tally's. We were there with my extended family for a nice fish fry last night. And the week before, we got carryout fish fry from Albanese's Roadhouse, closer to where I live. And Joe Albanese is going to be on the show in September to celebrate the restaurant's 40th anniversary. So excited to have Joe on. And Sarah, have you been to Albanese's or Tally's?
I have been to those restaurants. I think it's great. And I love myself a good fish fry. I mean, Wisconsin is fantastic for that. And so we actually went to the Clark's Hotel last night and had some of their fish fries. So it was really great.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay, so the Irish pub has fish fry.
Yeah, they
fantastic.
Do.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, good. Love to hear that. So how do you encourage participation? I think we got a minute. How much time we have left, Connor?
About a minute.
A minute?
Yep.
So, you know, we need to vote. If you want things to change within your communities, if you want to make sure that your voices are heard, you need to get out and vote. August 9th is the primary. November 8th is the general election. Make sure you get out. Make sure you vote.
Sounds great. Hey, we're going to be back. More to talk about with Sarah Rodriguez, our state representative, Sarah Rodriguez, and candidate for lieutenant governor. Don't go away. This Week in Waukesha continues.